Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka chakma, all across the tundra. Also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast, Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. Joining me to host the show, our own Greg Kim right here in the studio. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Grady. Thank you. And thank you to our audience for being with us on Coffee at KYUK this morning. I'm your host, Greg Kim. With the general election coming up on November 3rd, Alaskans will have to choose who they want to represent them in the U.S. Senate. This morning, we'll be speaking with John Wayne Howe, who is running as Alaska Independence Party's candidate for the U.S. Senate. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Greg. Yes. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. And, John, just to let our audience know a little bit about yourself, you are a Fairbanks machine shop owner. I'm curious, how does this qualify you to be a U.S. senator?
Well, being a U.S. senator has to do with representing what's right for the, in my mind, for what's right to provide a better independence for the citizens of the state, to get more freedoms for us, to get away from taxation. And I've been oppressed in those manners in my business and in other work. And I think just plain hard work and understanding what the world's really about rather than being a, just a bookworm that goes to write laws arbitrarily in Washington, D.C., I think has benefit.
Mm-hmm. I know we've asked you this question when you came on our show before, but just so our listeners know, you are a nominee of the Alaskan Independence Party, which advocates for Alaska seceding from the United States, and the U.S. Constitution has language prohibiting secession. You've said there would be no problem with you taking an oath to uphold the Constitution, but you would still advocate for a vote on independence for Alaska. How would that work?
Well, I would like to see a vote taken for independence on Alaska, and it would be not just independence, yes or no, because that's just as restrictive as the original vote for yes statehood, yes or no. And through any peaceful and lawful means, I would move towards that. Now, if we need to have a constitutional amendment, if we need to change something, then we change it. I don't see it as something that we have to have day one of a person getting in office. But I think the fact that we had an illegitimate vote in the first place is something that should be taken care of.
Mm. And you are the only candidate for the U.S. Senate position with any mining experience. You worked at the Red Dog Mine. You've done placer mining for gold. You build mining equipment in your shop. Do you have a position on the proposed Pebble Mine and closer to the YK Delta on the proposed Donlin Mine?
I tend to be pro mining. I'm in favor of the Pebble Mine, and I think that we do ourselves a disservice when we as Alaskans think that we're too stupid to figure out how to run a mine without causing environmental damage. And at the same time, though, I'd like to say that we also become, again, myopic, as we do many times. We're looking at just the small picture and what happens with big business. How can we get big business to do this through the government, through corporations, as opposed to the individuals? My biggest interest in this state really is the small mining, and there should be more of an expansion of that. But again, the land has been locked up by the federal government, by the state government. It's just not there to be as free for the individual to go out and start a small mine as what it should be.
Hmm. And, John, you've said in the past you expect the monetary system to collapse and the worth of the dollar to change. What do you see as the way out of this problem?
I think it's going to be a problem, period. I think the thing that we need to do as Alaskans is I think we need to garner as much strength before that happens as we can. And part of that is individual Alaskans owning some silver, some gold. Platinum is a pretty good buy right now, more so than gold, actually. And unfortunately, when it really fails, like all of our permanent fund dividend, permanent fund, excuse me, not dividend, that's a distribution. But the permanent fund is not really permanent. It is just a bunch of stocks and bonds and a few other investments down in America rather than up here in Alaska. And it's going to have problems, too. There's not a simple, everything's going to be wonderful solution for that.
Mm-hmm. And as a third party U.S. senator, you would have to decide who to caucus with in order to get on any committees. Who would that be, and which committees would you like to be on?
I would take whatever position I could get. I know that as a third party, I'm going to be at the lowest possible position as far as what they want me to have. In fact, as a note on that, it's the same thing that recently the Alaska Public Media, which I know is part of the group that you're with, Lori Townsend, news director, has refused to let me be on the public debate that she is hosting for the Republican and Democrat candidates on the 23rd of October. It's also supposed to be aired on KTUU in Anchorage, and they referred me to her because obviously they have more to lose if violating FCC and election rules. But, yeah, a person as a third party is going to be worked against. It's a problem. But the thing is, do we go there and do we fight and stand up as Alaskans, or do we just say, oh, I'm going to check an R or check a D?
And you yourself just acknowledged that you, as a third party U.S. senator, you'd be on the lowest rung of the totem pole. Why should a person vote against incumbent Senator Dan Sullivan or independent challenger Al Gross?
Because they're going to do the same thing that's been going on all along. The only thing that's different between the two is who they're going to oppress. Their push is not for independence for Alaska as a group or for individual Alaskans to reduce the burden upon them by the government and get land out to individuals. They would all be for a program of paying for insurance for people, but nothing to make health care more abundant. Even if we were to pay for everybody's health care tomorrow, we'd have a shortage of doctors because of all of the things that's been done to keep the medical department down to a minimum. On the other hand of it, you could have, there's just so much that we can do if we quit going on with the same idea that it can only be done by big companies, by big government, and it has to be done by force.
Mm-hmm. You advocate for individual rights, and you advocate for more self-determination for Alaska Natives. How would you envision that happening in terms of their relationship with the federal government?
I think that they have got an overwhelming the opportunity that they've got is way, way more than the average citizen in Alaska. But they don't realize it because the native corporations, which actually have way more control than the state government does as under the federal government, they can do a lot more than the state government can, but they don't take their place. They've been taught to be puppets, and they don't take their place and stand out and let things move forward for the individuals. At the same time, by taking their orders from the federal government, they stay in their position, and those that are running the corporations, things can go on as usual.
And that
is going to be something that the natives themselves have to take up. I mentioned that as something I would like to see. I could be totally wrong on it. A lot of things that I say, I'm not like a computer program where when you put me in office, I am going to do A, B, C, D. I'm a human being with flesh and blood, and I can be swayed. But my general idea is that I want to see people have things, have independence, have rights. And I've had some people in the Native community tell me that people in the Native communities really don't want to have large blocks of land of their own ownership, that they rather have it in a group ownership. And that may be. I honestly don't know what's right for them. That's for them to decide.
And as just one small aspect of this conversation, would you favor casinos on Native land in Alaska?
I'm not against it.
Taxation and land rights are two of your biggest issues, and at one point you and your party's founder, Joe Vogler, were arrested for asserting your rights to travel across federal land on an old right-of-way. Do you see any way you could use your position as a U.S. senator to help the state of Alaska and its people gain rights to use and develop those old trails?
Oh, very, very much so. You have opportunities to put out communication with everybody, just plain letting people know where those trails are and making it clear to them that they have the right to travel them is of a great advantage. The place that we got stopped on through the court case, it was rather interesting. It was declared an official RS-2477 up to where we were taking off from to go cross-country and from there forward, but the part we were actually traveling on was exempt from becoming an RS-2477 officially agreed upon by the state, which I think was a little corrupt since it was all the same trail for the same reason.
Mm-hmm. And John, what would you like to accomplish in the U.S. Senate?
As much as I can. I mean, I'll be honest. It's going to be a little tough. We could possibly turn back some of the gun right infringements that has happened. We could possibly, I can definitely reduce taxes as far as any new taxes. I can vote against them, period. I'm a vote there that is against any kind of taxing. I would like to try and set up some small portions of the government so that we can move into a proper direction, because we need to move the government in a proper direction. It's not just saying the whole government is bad. The government does some good things, and some of the good things that it does, the individual departments, we need to set up a method where people can voluntarily give money to those departments so that they can continue on. And if you have an alternate funding for the departments that is actually in control of the people, now we can start moving towards reducing the funding that they're currently getting through the oppressive tax system.
Mm-hmm. And John, when you were running in the primary, you said even though you may not win, you'd like to get a lot of votes to show that the freedom and independence you advocate for has public support. What sort of message would you hope whoever wins would take away from those votes?
I doubt that if it's not me, I doubt that they will. I think I think as far as the Senate people, they'll just have the same thing. They're a big group, they're forced, they won with an R or a D by their name, and that's the only way. It's more a matter of other people in the Senate. It's a matter of the President of the United States, whoever he is, the governor, and most importantly, other Alaskans, because we have to figure out, are we alone? Are each of us just individuals, or do we actually care about our brother and sister's rights to be a human being on this planet?
Mm-hmm. And what are you hoping those people, those Alaskans and other senators and the president, take away from this message? What do you mean the freedom of individuals?
As far as what they take away from it is just the fact that in Alaska we would be caring about having some of this ground so that when issues come up to where a person has an opportunity to obtain private ownership, and that we would do something towards the misconstrued idea that Alaska State cannot give up the mineral rights to a piece of ground because the government has to control it totally. That's another absurd one. When you have a piece of ground, you should be able to totally have patent to it to where it's your ground to do with as you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger one is for the individuals, really. The changes in our government doesn't come from the top down. If we're really going to change it in a way that is going to help people, it has to start with the people. And really, I would like to see other people in Alaska running for the local elections, running for other state offices. I'd like to see them sign up as Alaskan Independence Party members and move the idea forward that we can pull together. And we may not have the answers right away as far as what's best for everyone, but at least if our focus is on helping each other instead of getting what's best for just me individually, and not helping each other in some phony idea like we're going to have solar cells on everybody's house roof because I say so. Helping each other choose their own path.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being with us on Coffee at KYUK this morning, John.
Thank you, Greg. It's been a very nice morning so far, and I'll probably go ahead and have another cup of coffee.
Sounds great. You've been listening to John Wayne Howe, who is running with the Alaska Independence Party for the U.S. Senate. Tomorrow, we'll be speaking with U.S. Senate candidate Al Gross, and we'll be speaking to U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan on Wednesday. I'm your host, Greg Kim. Now, back to you, Grady.
Thanks, Greg. Nice to see you here in the studio. It's nice to not be alone on the show. All those out in listener land, one thing left to say, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.